atmosphere has been activated by your anointing, the yoke-destroying, burden-removing power of God. Father, right now we declare and decree that every sin and weight is not only underneath our feet, but we cast it off. Father, you said to cast our cares upon the Lord, for you care for us. Father, you care. God, glory. Father, you care. Come on now. Oh my God. Do you understand that God cares for you? Come on now. God cares. He cares. He cares. He cares. He cares. Oh, come on. I'm trying to get somebody to agree that he cares. He cares. He cares. Hallelujah. Come on now. Bless the Lord. Come on now. Share the broadcast. Come on. Get your Bible. Come on now. Woo, my God, my God, my God. Oh, Father, right now, we just bless your name. We bless you. We bless you. Father, we declare and decree high glory. Less of us, more of you, none of us, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you the glory, honor, and praise in the powerful and mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. Come on, let's go to the word. Father, less of me, more of you, none of me, all of you. Father, think through my mind and speak through my vocal cords that none of your word would fall to the ground. And we'll be ever so careful to give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. Listen. We just declare and decree that this word that is going out today is not only going to be an encouragement, but it's going to be an empowerment. Oh, come on, somebody. Hey, woo, somebody, you better get it right now. Come on, you better get it right now. This word is going to be not only an encouragement, but it's going to be an empowerment. Woo, my God, my God. Listen, the Bible says that man doesn't live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God doth man live. Come on now. You live. Let me say it like this. Your life is going to be empowered and directed by the word. Come on now. The word. In the beginning was the word was with God, and the word was God. Come on, I'll share the broadcast. Come on, we've already started. Come on, I'm just sharing this to Instagram right now. I just wanna get everybody on. Come on, I'm only gonna be just a few minutes. I just wanna encourage you and empower you with this word. Listen, you are in a very powerful God-ordained time, okay? You're in what is called a set time. Okay, a set time is a time, a meeting, and a place that was designed and designated by God. You had nothing to do with it. God set the time, he set the meeting, and he set the place. And he just said, if you'll just come into my presence, if you'll come meet me when I have these set times, then I'm going to do five, at least these basic five things in your life. I'm going to be an enemy to your enemies. I'm going to be an adversary to your adversaries. I'm going to bless your bread. I'm going to bless your water. And I'll keep sickness away from you. Oh, my God. Hey, Shah, see? Woo, my God. There it is right there. See, when you understand that everything you need is in the presence of God, and the presence of God is activated by his word. Okay, when you speak the word, the Roman centurion said, look, I know and I understand and I see power when I see it. When I tell a servant to go and come, he does exactly what I say. All I need you to do, Jesus, the word, is to speak the word only, and I know my servant would be healed. Oh, come on now. Oh, my God, my God. Oh, my God. Someone, come on, someone disagree with me. Come on now, Brother Corey. Come on now. Come on, Dropstick. Come on now. I just want you to say this right now. I am healed. It is so. Come on, type that right now. Listen, when you speak the word, okay? Now, the Bible says by his stripes, you are already healed. So listen, when you begin to activate the word in your life, the power of the word begins to counteract and destroy any seed or weeds from the enemy, okay? Come on now. Oh, I'm trying to get this to you. Woo, my God, listen. The Bible says that the power of death and life is in your tongue. So when you begin to speak the power of the word and you stop speaking words and, oh my God, you stop empowering seeds and words of death, destruction, the Bible says that the thief cometh to steal, kill, and destroy. So anything that is the opposite of God's word is not of God. Oh, okay. See, I'm trying to get somebody to just, woo, come on now, someone type, I receive it. It is so. See, when you understand that you are in a designated time that God appointed, that God ordained, and all you have to do is agree with the purpose and time and season and come into his presence. Oh, come on now. Woo, okay, you don't believe me. Okay. All right. I'm going to look. We're just going to share just a few quick, you just give me 6 minutes, then we're going to be out of here, okay? All right, let's just go to Psalms 102. We're going to go to Exodus 23. Amen. Psalms 102. And then after that, we'll go to Exodus 23. Okay. Psalms 102. Come on. Come on now. Psalms 102. And then Exodus 23. Come on. Here we go. Get this right here. Psalms 102, verse 13. For time's sake. It says, you shall arise and have mercy upon Zion for the time. Here we go. For the time. Yes, the set time is come. This phrase set time is a Hebrew word, moad or moadim. It means appointed time, appointed meeting, and appointed place. We didn't have anything to do with it. God created and declared and designated these times and seasons before the world began. Come on now. But it says, you shall arise. This word arise means to come on the scene and have mercy upon Zion. Zion represents the body of Christ. It represents us. For the time to favor. This word favor in the Hebrew means his divine presence and influence on your life. Good morning, daughter. Good morning, Angela. So I listen. I'll go, okay, now we're going to get the word on this, okay? You shall arise and have mercy upon us, okay? For the time I created, the designated time, meeting, and place, I designated for this time and season. High glory. Woo, my God. For the time to favor you. This is your time and season of my presence and influence on your life. God was the original influencer. Oh, come on, somebody. I wish I had somebody with me. Woo, my God. Oh my, see, because we're going to be coming in and celebrating God at this time. Sunday, April 28th, we're going to be sharing what I'm teaching you right now. The not only the history and meaning of Passover, but we're going to celebrate entering into God's set time and in his presence. Woo, my God. See, so here's what you got to understand. He says, I'm going to come on the scene. I'm going to have mercy on you because listen, you didn't do everything right. You didn't do everything when I told you to do it. You didn't believe. You didn't have faith in every word that I spoke to you. But the time for me, see, that's not going to counteract. That's not going to cancel out this time of favor that I have declared and decreed over your life. Come on now. Someone type, I receive it. It is so. Come on, you better get it. See, when God showers you with mercy, that means he puts his spiritual empowerment on your life to, listen, to keep the mouth of the devil closed. Woo, my God. Okay, so the time to favor her, yes, the set time is come. All right, so now, because we're talking about a supernatural, spiritual, divine appointment with God, we have to understand that everything in God's kingdom, first of all, his kingdom is built on seed time and harvest. Genesis 8:22, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. But everything in God's kingdom works by spirit first, then in the natural. So his favor on your life is spiritual. The blessing of the Lord that he's going to put on your life is spiritual. And he expects to see the seeds of favor and the blessing to harvest and manifest in your life in the natural. Jesus said, pray like this: Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done where? On earth as it already is in heaven. Give me this day my daily bread and forgive me. See, right now, just say, Father, I repent of any and every sin of omission and commission I've done in this body. Anything I've done in this body that does not please you, I repent and I plead and cover myself with the blood of Jesus, spirit, soul, body, and financially. See, we didn't give every time God told us to give. We didn't put the seed into the ground that God told us to put the seed into the ground of. So God says, I'm going to bring mercy first. I'm going to supernaturally cleanse you and cover you with mercy so it doesn't cancel the blessing of the Lord that will make you rich and will not add no sorrow in your life. Come on now, if you receive that type, it is so. Okay, so now, Exodus, we said Exodus 23, okay? So now, here we go. Check this out, Exodus 23. Now remember, I told you, I have to tell you, show you where he said to come into his presence. And when he says come into his presence, he's going to output, he's going to activate some spiritual empowerment in your life. Here we go. Exodus 23, verse 14. Three times shall you keep a feast unto me in the year. He didn't say a feast to the Jews. He didn't say a feast to Israel. He didn't say a feast unto Jerusalem. He said a feast unto me. Why? Because the Father is coming down personally to meet you face to face. Come on now. Someone type face to face. It is so. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Verse 15, he says, you shall keep the feast of unleavened bread, which is the feast of Passover, which we're coming into. We're going to be celebrating that once again, April 28th. We're going to be going through a mini, what is called a Passover Seder. Okay, Seder dinner. Okay, which they would bring the family together. They would sacrifice a male sheep, 1 year old, without blemish, without wrinkle. And they would sacrifice it. Then they would bring the family together and they would remember. He said, when the Lord tells you to remember him, he says, you shall remember on the Lord to all generations. Remember when he brought you out of bondage. See, this celebration is to cause you to remember when you received your salvation, when you received him delivering you out of your spiritual Egypt. And in this time and season, God comes down personally to destroy Egypt in your life. But if you don't receive the seed of Passover, the seed of the feast of the Lord, the seed of the Moedim, you will stay in place instead of going to your land that floweth with milk and honey. Okay, he says, you shall keep the feast of unleavened bread. For I commanded you in the time appointed, the set time. For in it you came out of Egypt, and none shall appear before me empty. If you're not sowing seed into the ground during this time, you are canceling out your own empowerment and blessing and favor in your life. You do not come into God's presence without, listen, worship. Oh, my God. Worship. My God. When you bring seed to the Lord, that is your worship. Oh, come on now. Woo, I'm trying to stay. I only got a couple minutes. Listen. Worship begins when you sow your seed. Worship is a supernatural, spiritual, and natural act of obedience to the Lord, okay? Oh, my God. Then he says, verse 16, and the feast of harvest, the first fruits of thy labor, is also called the feast of weeks. In Acts chapter 2, is called the Pentecost. And when the day of Pentecost was what? Fully come. Now, listen, we're going to be celebrating. We're going to be back in person. Glory. Lord, let me just get it right here. Where is it? On June 15th, all of you that can come down and join in and hang out with us, listen, don't miss it. We're going to be a great ministry friend of mine, Pastor Pastor Guajardo of Casa Del Rey Church is allowing us to use his chapel to come in and come into the presence of God. Woo, my God. And we're going to celebrate the Feast of Pentecost on Saturday, June 15th at 12 p.m. in person. We're going to come. We're going to celebrate. We're going to praise God. We're going to sow our seed. Why? Because during this time, he says, if you take a handful or whatever comes out of the ground with two wheat loaves. Wheat in the Bible represents harvest and abundance. When you bring it to the priest, the prophet, he'll wave it. It's called a heave or a wave offering. I'll wave it before the Lord, and I'll go and I'll declare that the blessing of the Lord rest and remain on your house and on your harvest. Oh, my God. Woo! And the feast of harvest, the first fruit of your labor, which you sown in the field, and in the feast of ingathering, which is also called the feast of tabernacles, which is at the end of the year when you have gathered in your labors. And three times in the year shall all mankind appear before the Lord. Someone type, it's my set time. It is so. See, God has designated that he's coming to meet you. And when you bring your offering and you're making an exchange with God, and God exchanges everything that you need for this whole season for what you bring in your hand. Oh, come on now. Someone type, it is so. Now, I got to tell you why. Remember I said the five areas? Okay, here we go. It says, Exodus chapter 23, verse 20. It says, behold, I send an angel before you to keep you in the way. This angel is to make sure that what God promised happens in your life. He says, beware of him. Obey his voice. Don't provoke him. He will not pardon you. But if you indeed obey his voice, my sheep hear my voice. I'll be an enemy to your enemies. I'll be an adversary to your adversaries. Verse 25. And you shall serve the Lord your God, and he shall bless your bread. He'll bless your water, and he'll keep sickness away from you. Those are just the first five things that God does on your behalf when you come into his presence at these appointed times and you sow the seed into the ground. God says, prove me and see if I won't open up the windows of heaven. When you understand that Malachi 3:8 wasn't about giving a tithe and offering just because you got a paycheck every week. When he says, return unto me and I'll return unto you. And you say, how? In tithes and offerings, he was talking about the seed time sowing during the feast of the Lord. We got to stop right there. Father, I thank you. Father, your word says, give and it shall be given. Good measure pressed down, shaken together and running over shall men give unto your bosom. Father, I thank you, Lord God, that as they sow their seed into the ground of this ministry, into the ground of the hand of the prophet by Terumah. Father, you said, while the earth remains, seed time and harvest shall not cease. I declare and I decree and I prophesy and I speak the blessing of the Lord shall rest and remain in their house. Father, I declare and decree that their harvest shall be multiplied 100-fold, 60-fold, and 30-fold. I declare and decree, favor is their portion. Grace is their portion. Mercy is their portion. And as they sow seed right now, oh my God, you're going to cause high glory. All grace to abound toward them. And you're going to deliver them out of all their troubles. In Jesus' mighty name. Listen, when you sow the seed today, high glory. Thank you. Oh, Daddy Matthews, thank you for joining in. See, when you understand that you are in an appointed time of God, the Passover, as we come in, oh my God, listen, when you, first of all, repent now so your blessing is not hindered when you come into his presence. God says, I'll be an enemy to your enemies, an adversary to your adversaries. I'll bless your bread and your water, and sickness shall be far from you. Understand, when you enter into the presence of God, like we began yesterday, Psalms 91, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the presence, the shadow of El Shaddai, the Almighty God. You're coming to meet El Elyon and El Shaddai, the powerhouses of the kingdom of God. And they're going to make sure that the hand of the enemy is destroyed in your life. Father, I thank you. I give you praise. As they sow their seed, oh God, destroy debt, lack, poverty, and sickness in their life. In Jesus' name. Listen, I want to thank you for joining in. Please don't miss this week. Definitely don't miss the Hour of Power this Sunday as we go through our Passover celebration. Amen. Sunday, April 28th. Listen, it's going to be a blessing to you. Listen, thank you for joining in. I'll see you tomorrow.